The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Lucas Marsh. Here are today's headlines. Just how green is Quebec? Warning about the dangers of AI. And will we see a tax cut in tomorrow's budget? One of the biggest environmental conferences in North America kicked off in Montreal today. Americana 2023 brings together important guests, including the Minister of the Environment and Climate Change. The event will aim to discuss environmental progress, dilemmas, and upcoming barriers in a greener future. Ines joins us from the Montreal Convention Center to give us more. Ines, how important is this conference?
There are hundreds of people present at the convention center today. Media are every corner, and many different organizations are showcasing their new environmentally friendly tech. The lines at the front to get access passes are really long, too. Despite this apparent excitement, the topics discussed in the conference are heavy. There are talks of struggles in completely changing the economy and in moving away from the gas-reliant Canada. Most importantly, conference speakers have mentioned how we have yet to meet our national environmental goals.
Ines, you mentioned tech. It's no secret that Canadians are committed to going green, despite all odds.
Exactly. From what I'm seeing, there are over 50 different businesses here ready to help revolutionize the economy. The government is aware of them too, and is allegedly working with them to reach the 2015 net zero goal. However, the Minister of Climate Change and Environment, Stephen Guilbeault, remains imprecise on this initiative.
The government of Canada is laying the groundwork in collaboration with businesses across the country to achieve a more prosperous and more sustainable Canada.
There was no explicit focus given on what kind of businesses they were looking to invest in.
What business are they working with?
Well, one company here does work with testing waters and soils, for example, when industries dump their toxic waste into them. Due to the nature of their work, however, the move to a greener economy could actually cause some problems for them. One of their business reps, Nora Bazgeri, clarified this dilemma.
But the industry by itself, part of the lab testing is for petroleum testing, gas testing. And this is something on the long run, we're not sure where it's going to go.
She said that they cannot make accurate predictions due to the government's shift to clean energy being vague.
Thanks, Ines. That was Ines Raffet, live from the Montreal Convention Center. New statistics show a concerning increase in vaping among young adults. Has the new craze done more than harm than good? Maria Cholakovac has been looking into the story for us. Maria, how big is this problem?
Vaping has increasingly been popularized among young adults. The number of non-smokers who vape in the ages 12 to 24 increased by 61,500 since 2018, and that is an increase of more than 13%. According to David Reynaud, advocacy manager at Canadian Cancer Society, one factor is problematic.
Surprising to us is the fact, the explosion of vaping, especially non-smoker from 12 to 24 years old.
He continues on to say that it's devastating, especially with the amount of work the organizations put in to fight and prevent nicotine addiction among the youth.
What can the government do to help?
According to Reynaud, the first thing that needs to be done is ensuring the stores who sell vape products have licenses to do so. In addition, vaping flavors have been the main reason for consumers to try out smoking. Here is what he had to say.
So we think that the government should make a new regulation to make sure that there's no more flavors in vaping products, because it's identified as one of the main factors people vape.
Are all people concerned about this issue?
Valerie Gallant, spokesperson for Coalition for Vapers Rights, completely disagrees with the statistics. In her opinion, the statistics misrepresent reality.
The more the vaping numbers are going up, if you look at the numbers of smoking, they go down as much. So yeah, it's a direct effect of vaping. The more people vape, the less people smoke, because it's smokers that switch to vaping.
Thank you, Maria. A teenage boy who was shot in Montreal's Anjou borough yesterday has died in hospital. The 18-year-old was shot on Henson Avenue near the intersection of Therese Gestion Avenue at around 10 p.m. The young man was found unconscious by first responders and was rushed to the hospital. Authorities believe that the shooter was in a car and fled the scene before police arrived. No arrest has been made so far, and police are urging any witnesses to come forward. The incident marked the sixth homicide in Montreal of 2023. This morning, Milea, Quebec Artificial Intelligence Institute, and the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization held a conference in Montreal to present a book about the need for better control of artificial intelligence. The research is a response to the recent technological advancements in the field during the last few years. Sure, we worried about the growth of AI? Jason Brian Jean-Baptiste reports about the matter.
Rapid growth of artificial intelligence presents new possibilities for citizens. However, some experts are concerned about the impact of this technology. Mark McLean, Director of Foreign Investment and Technology at Montreal International, expressed this concern about the matter.
I think like any technology that there is, that it needs to be controlled. It's not only AI, but AI is more important because it can affect so many people so rapidly, right? So I think it's important to be aware of the technology you're working with.
Ultimately, considering the important presence of AI in our lives, through our use of phones, computers, and other devices, can we really control it? AJ Cordero, media instructor from Concordia University, says that it's unlikely.
You can't really control AI because it's a little bit like human behavior, right? It's a reflection of human behavior and how it works. So humans, like when they see a door, some people see a way to go through things, some things see an obstacle to break through. So it's going to become very, very difficult to kind of see how AI is controllable.
For Concordia News, I'm Jason Brian Jean-Baptiste.
Two buildings burned in a span of 4 days in Montreal. The first fire happened Thursday in the Vieux Montreal, and the second one burned this morning in Verdun. According to the SVPM, the fire in the Vieux Montreal claimed the lives of 7 victims. Only one of them has been found in the rubble of the fire. First responders continue to search for the remaining victims. The fire in Verdun had only 2 people injured, including a firefighter. The victims were transported to the hospital where they remain. Herma-Quebec has ratified its deal with the Union of Nurses and Nursing Assistants of Herma-Quebec. This new deal will last for 6 years and expires on March 31, 2025. The new contract will allow nurses and nursing assistants with Herma-Quebec to have the same salary scales as their colleagues working in health and social services. Another provision in the agreement includes a gradual increase to employee contributions of members' pension plans. The agreement was reached with 8 of the 9 units negotiating with the contract renewal. Negotiations with nurses and nursing assistants in Montreal are still ongoing. Quebec's provincial government is expected to release its 2023-2024 budget tomorrow. During last fall's election, Premier François Legault and the CAQ promised to cut taxes while also increasing spending. Olivier Baymont spoke to economics expert Moshe Lander, who does not believe this is the right approach to fight inflation.
Reducing taxes across the board is not a bad thing. It's probably the wrong time to do it, though. Same thing with increasing spending. In this province, in general, increasing spending is always the wrong thing to do. This is a province that's overly reliant on its government. And so, especially in periods of high inflation, it is definitely the wrong thing to do at that time.
Do you think more checks will be given out tomorrow, just like it was the case in the past year? So I think they gave them out twice.
I would like to think that the vote buying period has passed. They have a honking majority. They don't need to worry about handing checks to Quebecers. That said, it's popular and it's easy, and any of the damaging effects of it wouldn't be felt for years to come.
Quebec's economy has been doing a bit better than expected, but there's still a recession that's glooming on the horizon. How will this play into the budget?
If there's a recession, it's going to be very mild and it's going to be very short. So really, the government should not be doing much about a recession. The other thing, too, is that there's often an element of a self-fulfilling prophecy when it comes to recessions. The more that you talk about it, the more that you say that we're in a recession, the more likely that we are to experience a recession and the worse it's likely to be.
What's the state of Quebec's public finances compared to other provinces?
Not good. The province is running a deficit, which is not necessarily a bad thing. The problem is that in this province, if the economy were running at its full potential, the government would still be running a deficit. If they really want to try and put the province on a good footing, what they need to be saying is there's nothing wrong with running a deficit when we're in a recession. But when we're not in a recession, this government needs to be running a surplus. And that's not happening right now. And so unless they have plans for how they're going to do that, whatever they do tomorrow is merely just cosmetics, and it's not fixing the underlying issue.
That was Olivier Paimon speaking with Moshe Lander. The government of Montreal and the opposition came together to call for the province of Quebec to give them power over the arrangement of social housing. But would that actually be good for those looking for subsidized housing? Victor Schaefer looked into the story for us.
While the government of Montreal seems to be focused on who will be in charge of the affordable housing project, this doesn't seem to be a priority for housing groups who seem more concerned on the availability of funds for social and affordable housing. Representative of the housing group Frappru, Catherine Lucier, explains the real problem that is striking subsidized housing.
The main issue is not who is managing the funding, it's really the fact that it's lacking the funding.
Lucier later explained that the change of managing could have a positive impact on the program, but that it will not necessarily change the situation if the province of Quebec is not manifesting enough. Moshe Lander, economist, explains how the real problematic of the housing crisis and the lack of affordable housing is the zoning law in Montreal.
If the Quebec government is going to try and spend money to deal with the housing problem in this province, that's not going to fix the problem in the long run.
He then adds that all this will do is allow homeowners or developers to pocket government cash. Victor Schaefer, Concordia News.
Concordia University's women's hockey team faced off against Mount Royal Cougars in a riveting climax of the U Sports Championship. The game was neck and neck up until the third period when Megan Bruno-Gagnon scored a third goal for the Stingers. When all hope seemed lost for the Cougars were able to score an equalizing goal against the Stingers with only 2 seconds left on the clock, bringing the game into overtime. During sudden death, the Cougars were able to secure a final goal and steal the gold medal away from Concordia. Better luck next time, Stingers. And be prepared for the first day of spring this week as temperatures rise above 0 degrees Celsius. The average temperature should range between 4 and 6 degrees during the day and 0 and minus 5 degrees at night. Expect light showers tomorrow and on Thursday afternoon. Besides scattering clouds on Friday, the rest of the week should be bright and sunny. We might even hit double digits this weekend with a confirmed high of 9 degrees on Sunday, March 26th. That's your news to 11:30. Thank you for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Lucas Marsh.